Did you hear the big news? We started a private university. We are rolling out a new design certificate program and a master's degree program along with our Design Suite Mastermind. We have new enrollment dates coming up for these programs. And if you want to watch a 10-minute video and learn more, go to designsuitecourses.com/learn. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1-day, 3-hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. The episode today is inspired by the fact that it's my birthday. I love December 1st, not just because it's my birthday, because I love celebrating my birthday with my family and doing something fun for them. That is the thing that lights my heart on fire. But because for me, it also marks really starting to celebrate the holiday season. December 1st is when it feels like, here it is. Christmas is here. It's time to do all the things. And I want to invite you this Christmas season to really pay attention to what you want to do. That means you get to celebrate the holiday season the way you want to. My worry, because I have three Instagram feeds. We have the Ink Club feed, we have my Karina Gardner Paper Crafts feed, and then we have the Karina Gardner feed, which is focused on fabric, is that people get on those feeds and they think they have to do all the things. You know, if I'm paper crafting an advent calendar, and then the next day you're seeing a huge gingerbread house, which, by the way, you should go check out that project. It's fun. A fabric wall or a paper wall, and then I'm doing a fun board the next day. It looks like I am doing a lot of projects day in and day out. And I kind of am, but it's because it's my full-time job, you guys. My job is to design stuff. So I get to do what I do as a full-time job. Do you know what you get to do? You get to choose which projects you want to do, and you get to choose which things you want to do with your family. So today is a day, because it's my birthday, I am giving you permission to choose the things that actually will light your heart on fire. If Friday night in this Christmas season, which heavens knows there are very few of them that are not full of activities, but if a Friday night you have open and the choice is to stay home watching a holiday movie with some hot chocolate with your kids, and that's the thing that will make you guys feel happy, that will bring you closer together, that will make you actually feel like you're in the holiday spirit, by all means, choose that, do that thing, let yourself rest, okay? Now, if you're someone who's go, 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 and you need to go ice skating with your kids this weekend, or you need to go see the newest holiday movie, or you need to make all of the advent calendars, you guys know I am there for that as well. I think you need to choose the activities that will really bless your lives, bless your family's lives, bless your life, and really make it so that's super fun. Recently, I did a Silhouette Live and I showed my 25 Days of Christmas album. This is an album I do like every other year, but I always come out with a new set of them in my Silhouette store. And I did this year. I had a couple of new front covers, and I loved like the tabs that tell me the days. For me, I love doing that album. For you, you might decide that's not an album that you want to do because it means that I have to make sure and remember to take pictures every day. Now, do we do something significant and picture worthy every single day for 25 days in December? No, No, we do not. So I don't get caught up in the, oh my gosh, on the second day of Christmas, we went caroling. No, I don't get crazy about that. I will sometimes, from one single night, put in 5 pictures and count it for days 6, 7, 8, and 9. I'm okay with that because I like to bend the rules and do what works best for me. So I also have chosen to do thing like try to make things easier for me. So for example, a few years back I did a 25 days of Christmas album, and I had to send out every week to Costco to get my 6x4 photos printed, and I found it to be a huge hassle. So last year what I did was bought a selfie printer, and I don't have an affiliate link for them or anything like that. I'm just telling you what I did. I bought one of those printers that prints for me a 4x6, so I could sit down every day. I just had it out, and I would just choose something from my phone that I really liked, and I would print it right onto that printer. That just made my life easier. It made me remember it. So don't be afraid to give yourself shortcuts, however that might look for you. Maybe you go out. I'll tell you, I did it this year. I bought all of our Christmas presents by the second week of November. That's right. I was that person this year. Why? Because I knew we had a busy holiday season. I kind of knew what all my kids needed and wanted, and I just wanted to be done with it. I didn't want to think about it again. I didn't want to be scurrying around in December looking for presents. And so that really, it helped me feel like the calm before the storm, so that I could make sure I hit all the orchestra things, all the swim meets, all the harp recitals. Yes, we have a harpist at our house. And so there's just enough things going on that I just knew I want to really enjoy these things. This is a moment in my kids' lives that I'm just so grateful to be in right now. And I want to enjoy all the things. I want to be there for it. So you guys, I'm giving you permission to let yourself slow down if you don't want to hit all the things, and do the things that really matter to you, okay? Your family might really love caroling. Maybe your family is doing some kind of wonderful service. I know our family, we try to incorporate some kind of fun thing that we do for other families secretly. It's so fun. It gives us so much joy and gives us something to look forward to. Last year during COVID, my mother-in-law gifted a secret present day to our family every day for 12 days. And my kids had the best time with it. So do what matters to you during this holiday season. I give you absolute permission. I think this is for all of you, but I'm going to specifically say to Design Suite members, because I know most of you listen to this podcast, I am giving you permission to breathe a little. I know there's a lot of hustling going on as we're trying to design, we're trying to do all the things. Breathe a little, okay? Oh my gosh, I love you guys so much. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. I'm going to try to give you some more great tips during this Christmas season. Just know that I'm here for you. I just enjoy being able to connect with you in this way. If you're on my YouTube channel, you'll know I even decorated for you. I have a Christmas tree in my office this year, so it's kind of fun, and I plan on having it up for a while. So, oh, bless you guys during the season. Plan well, live well, and I'll see you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.